This Roadrunner photo, wow. This is one of those times when you're so glad you have a camera with you. And they say the best camera you have is when you have on you. Well, the one I had on me when I saw this little guy was my cell phone. I have like a super old non-smartphone. It's a terrible camera on that phone. And that was not the best camera I had with me. The best camera was back at my office. I was taking a box of something to my car, and I saw this little guy walking around, and I didn't even know what he was, but he's this bird, and it's maybe, I don't know, 8 or 10 inches tall, and he's just walking around looking for something. And I thought, man, if only I had my camera, that'd be such a cool photo opportunity. But I didn't. It was back at the office. So I took the box to my car, went back to the office, and picked up my camera, and I thought, well, I'll give it a try. Maybe he's still there. And sure enough, he was. It was so awesome, the way it all came together, because he was still running around and poking around, presumably for insects, and he didn't really seem to mind me. And I'm like, again, it's a 50mm lens, so I can't zoom in and out, and that's some people say that's a problem. I say it's an opportunity, because it made me get on my hands and knees, and I'm like army crawling, basically following him around. And thankfully, there's no one on campus. I think it was, I don't know, I think I took this photo on maybe December 20th. Even though it was published here on Weekly 50 on January 8th, I usually take photos a little week or two in advance. So I took it, I think, on January 20th. So students had all gone home. And he's probably, I haven't seen him on campus, but I'm guessing he was used to students. He's probably here on campus somewhere else. Anyway, I'm following him around in this little courtyard area, and he's just kind of hopping from one place to another place, a couple feet away, and then another place, a couple feet away, looking for stuff. And I snapped probably 20 pictures of him, and there were things in the way. One picture, there was this garden hose in the way. Another picture, there was something in the background that didn't look quite right. And this one photo, even though there's not much going on, it's good to have photos of wildlife when they're doing something. Otherwise, it looks a little too, I don't know, it doesn't look as interesting. Like if he were flying, that'd be really cool. But he wasn't flying, he was just looking around. I like the profile shot, and I like that he's looking out as if he's looking at something beyond the horizon there or beyond the edge of the photo. And I don't know, I like how he's kind of backlit too. He kind of has this little glow about him. I didn't know it was a Roadrunner. I came back to work and I was showing some people the photo. Nobody knew what kind of bird it was. So I posted on Google Plus of all places, and a local photographer here in town, Deb Hurt, who I believe has a blog at debhurt.blogspot.com. She's a wildlife photographer. She helped me figure out that this was a Roadrunner. And thanks to the crowdsourcing aspect of it, then I could look up Roadrunners and figure out what this bird was all about. But this is, I'm really proud of this shot, because it's hard to get wildlife with a 50mm lens. You can't zoom in, and so you have to get close to them. There's another photo much earlier in the Weekly 50 blog of a prairie dog, and I had to get really close, like creep up close to that one too. So I always like it when I can get photos of wildlife with this lens, because it's not very easy to do. And even though there's not like a lot of action going on in this shot, and certainly it's not good compared to an actual wildlife photographer's picture, I'm proud of it because I don't get to take many photos like this. So I thought it was pretty cool for me, and hope you enjoy it too.